We have a big garden every year, and from the garden we can and we freeze. We have a bunch of chickens, and we incubate eggs and recycle our hens, and then when it's time to do
them. I got to stop, because how does that all happen? I mean, I know how busy you are. I know how much you travel. How do you make all that happen and still have this home life on the farm that you have?
Well, Joey, first off, she recognizes that this stuff isn't just work, it's important. You know, she believes that we and she and should pour into this kind of work and lifestyle. And so we'll be home for a weekend, and Joey, like for 3 days before that, she's like, okay, it's when we get home Saturday or Sunday morning or whenever it is, Monday, it's going to be harvest day. So we're harvesting chickens. And I'll say, yeah, but it's sleeting and snowing out. It doesn't matter.
It's
harvest day. And we're out there
buckle
working.
Down, buddy.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's pretty fun.
But it is important. I think also it's so rewarding to be able to till the ground, to plant the seed, to do all that work, and to harvest it, and to eat that meal and realize, oh my gosh, this is really, really good food. And what it does for me mentally and emotionally. And this is, you know, how my mom did it. And I feel like there's something that's kind of lacking. It's almost lost, like a lost art anymore. People
this is
aren't
the way
really
you
it.
Relax.
It is. It is. It's very relaxing and stress-free and a way to unwind. And it's also time for me and God to spend our time together and talk things through. And you know, sometimes we lose sight, or we get so busy, or we get in the car and we're, you know, listening to the radio instead of doing really what we feel like we need to be doing. And that's really just being still and listening.